Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wealth and cult life. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can truly make a world of difference in how you feel the power of positive thinking. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another pep talk, hear me out. This isn't about shoving rainbows and unicorns down your throat when life throws curveballs. It's about cultivating a mindset that allows you to bounce back stronger, find joy in the everyday, and build resilience against those inevitable challenges. You know that feeling when things just seem off? Like a weight is dragging you down, even when nothing major is happening. A lot of that can stem from negative thinking patterns. Ever notice how one bad day can spiral into a week of doom and gloom? That's negativity bias at work, folks. Our brains are wired to focus on the negatives, which makes sense. It kept our ancestors safe from danger back in the caveman days. But in today's world, that survival instinct can hold us back from truly thriving. So how do we shift the balance? How do we harness the power of positive thinking without becoming Pollyannified robots? First things first, understand that this isn't about ignoring reality or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good even when things are tough. Think of it like a muscle. The more you flex your positivity muscles, the stronger they get. Second, become aware of your inner critic. That little voice in your head that constantly puts you down. Yeah, we all have one. The key is to challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind word from a stranger, these little joys can make a big difference. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people. You know, those folks who uplift you, encourage your dreams, and bring sunshine wherever they go. Ditch the energy of vampires and choose to spend time with people who inspire you to be your best self. Finally, remember that progress takes time. Don't beat yourself up if you slip back into negative thinking patterns. Just gently guide yourself back to a more positive perspective. Every small step counts. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck in a loop of negativity? You know, those days where everything seems to go wrong and it feels impossible to climb out of the hole. I get it. We all have those moments. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that cycle and cultivate a more positive outlook on life? Picture this. You wake up feeling energized, excited for the day ahead. Challenges arise, but instead of getting bogged down, you approach them with a solution-oriented mindset. You radiate positivity, attracting good vibes like a magnet. Now, I know that might sound a bit far-fetched, but trust me, it's totally attainable. Think about a time when you successfully overcame a difficult obstacle. Maybe you landed your dream job, aced a big presentation, or even just made it through a stressful week without losing your cool. What mindset helped you get through it? You probably felt a sense of determination, resilience, and maybe even a touch of optimism. That's the power of positive thinking in action. It doesn't mean things were easy, but your outlook helped you navigate the challenges with grace and strength. So how can you harness this power in your everyday life? Start by practicing gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, no matter how small they seem. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine compliment from a friend, these moments of joy can shift your entire perspective. Next, challenge those negative thoughts that creep into your mind. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough or this is going to be a disaster, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our negativity stems from fear and insecurity rather than reality. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who uplift you, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Avoid those energy vampires who bring you down and drain your positivity. Remember, cultivating a positive mindset is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep practicing, keep believing in yourself, and keep striving for a more joyful and fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Start by writing down 3 things you're grateful for. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of positivity. And remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.